This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast.
Where it's time to burn those COVID kilos. And that is because the Dubai Fitness Challenge is back, and joining us on the line with the details is the Chief Executive Officer of Dubai Corporation for Tourism and Commerce Marketing and a friend of the Business Breakfast, Isam Kazim. Morning, Isam.
Good morning, Richard.
Good to have you with us. So Dubai Fitness Challenge is back. Give us the details.
Well, again, this is its fourth edition, so I think people are getting more and more familiar with the event. We're just as excited as every year. The key thing, of course, as always, is to get people up and about doing exercises, whatever it may be, whatever your skill levels may be, or even your endurance levels may be. The important thing is that everyone can do something active, continuously, regularly for 30 minutes every day for 30 days.
Okay, so His Highness Sheikh Hamdan has been pushing this one from the start, and he's pushing it again this year. And I get if you're Sheikh Hamdan, who's clearly an all-action guy and really fit and does all these endurance sports, that's fine. What about if we're not quite at that level, Isam? What can we do?
I think, to be honest with you, from day one, the initiative that was launched by His Highness Sheikh Hamdan was clearly to make Dubai the most active city and a fit city and a healthy city. We've always talked about child obesity or child diabetes and so on and so forth. And I think it's very important for individuals to take it upon themselves and family members to encourage one another to really lead a healthy lifestyle. And the idea, again, is very, very simple. Anybody who is not active, a simple walk 30 minutes a day every day can help. Those who are actually very active, which is right at the other end of the spectrum, can take this as an opportunity to encourage their friends, their relatives, their colleagues to join them in workout sessions and maybe do something very different for 30 days. So the gym buffs can actually take on yoga. The ones who run and do endurance can do weights. So the idea is that it needs to be something exciting that really encourages the community to work together to become active and be healthy. And from our side, what we've done as every year is try to introduce new fitness villages around town. For example, this year we have a DP World Fitness Village at Kite Beach. We have an Emirates NBD Fitness Village in Al Khawanij. And we have a My Dubai Fitness Village in Festival City Mall. So again, we're trying our best to get the community together, all the ones who are within the health circle, to really play a role and play a part in getting the city active. And what's more important, just to add to that, is this year we understand that there is the health and safety and hygiene side. So of course, we're encouraging people to follow the best practices when it comes to wearing masks or maintaining social distancing while practicing. But at the same time, we've also introduced this year several apps that will be offered for free for 30 days for people who are participating and joining and want to do something that kind of guides them through the process.
Okay, well, let's talk about how you're doing this in a time of COVID. Because Brandy and I, earlier on, about an hour ago, were reminiscing about some of our favourite memories from the Dubai Fitness Challenge. I remember, Isam, with you about 3 or 4 years ago in the studio doing press-ups live on camera, which was a scary thought, but quite good fun. Brandy was reminiscing about what last year?
Ah, the Joe Wicks massive outdoor workout.
Yes.
And these were all brilliant things, but of course we've got to be socially distanced. And I know you guys have been looking into this in a lot of detail over the past 3 or 4 weeks or 3 or 4 months. What were the big challenges you identified to get the fitness challenge up and running in a time of COVID, and how did you solve that problem?
I think, the things that you guys mentioned, as well as, let's not forget the run, which was a huge, huge event for us. We had over 70,000 participants taking part of in this Sheikh Zayed running track. So that was, of course, something that was iconic for us. But for this year, what we've done is we wanted to make sure that people are maintaining the safe distance. Now, for us, what's been quite positive in Dubai is that the minute the lockdown happened, the entire city, as one community, took it upon themselves and felt the responsibility and the ownership and made sure that they are following all the regulations that are in place. And that is something that we were very, very proud of. So this year, what we've done is with the apps, we're making it easier for people to be able to work out in the privacy of their own home and the comfort of their own homes. And at the same time, what we've started to do is we started to look at creating cycling and running tours of Dubai, where people, again, can maintain the distances while enjoying the camaraderie of the exercise. But at the same time, you can also follow these tours virtually and do it on your own. So the important thing is to accommodate. I don't want to give anyone the excuse to say that, well, we can't go outdoors now because of COVID. No, there are ways to be smart about it, but still maintain a very healthy lifestyle altogether.
Because a number of us have put on, Issam, if we're being honest, a few COVID kilos. If we want to use this as an excuse to try and get rid of them, give us the basic details. When does it start? And what's the call to action? What's the thing that people should do to use your phrase, take the challenge?
See, this year, the challenge starts from October 30th and goes on all the way through to the 28th of November. So again, maintaining the number of days that we want people to commit to this. And when it comes to the exercise side of it, I think honestly, it's very, very important for people, if they can go outdoors, the weather is amazing now, to find that space within their own garden or within the public spaces that they are. The government has spent so much money in creating running tracks, cycling tracks, and all of these different areas within Dubai, beautiful areas of Dubai, that you can really go out and enjoy the weather and do 30 minutes of physical activity, whether it's jogging, whether it's cycling, or whether it's even doing a series of body weight exercises. It's squats, burpees, push-ups, whatever they can do that can be consistent and constant for 30 minutes, something that they can gradually build themselves into, because again, it gives you 30 days. Because it's every day, you want to make sure that you're taking easy on the joints, you're taking easy on your endurance, so you don't turn yourself off the program, but you actually get excited and interested and see the difference, the physical difference that keeps on giving you that encouragement, that boost to continue and keep on going.
I can see only one flaw in your argument. It starts on the 30th, so Friday, not a problem. We'll all do our 30 minutes. 31st is Halloween, Issam. It's trick-or-treating. It's pumpkin spice lattes. It's pumpkin muffins in all the coffee shops. How do we get over this? What's the nutrition aspect of this? How do we resist all those goodies?
I think the best part of that is the fact that it gives you the short boost of carbs, so you might as well try to use that energy immediately after and try to do something, even if it's running in the spot, but doing something active. And I think you're absolutely right, because people tend to forget that 70% of healthy living comes from the diet itself. So I think that is also something that people need to understand. The 30 days, the science behind the 30 days is that studies show that anything above 21 or 22 days of being done consistently creates a habit. So if that is the case, then people need to make sure that they're drinking a lot more water, they're eating healthier, they're being much smarter in the choices that they're making when it comes to what goes into their body, and at the same time, using this as an opportunity to work out consistently for those 30 days.
Okay, can't let you go without asking you to answer your own question. I follow you on social media, and I know you take your fitness very, very seriously. On your website, it says, find your 30. And there's indoor cycling, there's five ladies-only fitness clubs, there's kettlebell workouts, which I know Brandy Scott's a big fan of. In 30 seconds, Issam, what is your 30 by 30?
My 30 is definitely focusing a lot on the weights aspect, because, again, for my body, I feel that weightlifting and doing exercises of that nature actually has the biggest impact on me physically, personally.
Good luck with that. Thanks very much indeed for joining us. The 30 by 30 Fitness Challenge kicks off this weekend. It kicks off on the 30th of October. And if you want the details, you can go to, of course, DubaiFitnessChallenge.com. But just Google it and you'll find all the stuff. Brandy Scott, 10 seconds. What are you planning on doing? Dumbbells, kettlebells or walking?
I'm going to get back into circuit training, which I've let slide over the last few weeks.
We're looking forward to that.
You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to DubaiEye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.